Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
A new report funded by the Centers for Disease Control is putting into light some very grim statistics. There was good news about AIDS in Africa when President George W. Bush toured the continent in 2003.
The approach has reduced the HIV infection rate to 5% in this country, the most dramatic decline in the world. For many in Uganda, the value of this achievement is beyond measure. Men and women are gaining years of life. More Ugandan children are growing up with mothers and fathers. And this country is reclaiming its future.
Again, that was President Bush 5 years ago on the continent of Africa. And so, is our nation reclaiming its future when it comes to HIV and AIDS? Well, there's a new report from the CDC that says 3% of people in Washington, D.C. have HIV, or the rate of infection of HIV/AIDS is three times the level considered an epidemic, higher than many West African countries. For some perspective, we've got Jose Antonio Vargas of The Washington Post. His 2006 series on AIDS is the subject of a forthcoming documentary, The Other City. We've also got Dr. Helene Gale. She's the president and CEO of CARE. She spent 20 years at the Centers for Disease Control earlier in her career. I want to thank you both for coming on The Takeaway, and I'm going to jump right in. Jose, why did the rate of HIV and AIDS rise 22% from 2006?
A lot of that is actually because of the reporting. I spent a year basically trying to get to know the bureaucracy that is the AIDS office, and in many ways it was an incredibly dysfunctional office. It has 12 directors in the past 23 years. Dr. Hayter, who's now the director of the AIDS office, is the third in the last five. And so what's interesting about that is for the first time they actually have enough staff to accurately count the surveillance data that they had. So this 22% increase is because they're cleaning up the data and they've found new HIV and AIDS cases. That's really the result of that.
What are we getting a sense of in terms of transmission? Is this, same-sex, heterosexual sex?
That is really what's unique about the epidemic in the city. You know, one of the things that actually Dr. Hayter told us, and, you know, this was a pretty long story that was in the paper yesterday, and it could not have had a bigger headline, at least here in Washington. One of the things that we didn't even make into the story is that Dr. Hayter said that D.C. probably has the most complex epidemic in the country. And what makes it really complex is that we have three modes of transmission happening all at once. Men to men, men sleeping with men, which as the CDC calls it, IDU, which is intravenous drug users, and heterosexual contact. And that makes it unique. If you go to San Francisco, for example, it's a much more MSM disease. New York, a much more MSM and IDU disease. Baltimore, definitely IDU disease. Here in San Francisco, for the most part, here in D.C., for the most part, we have those three modes of transmission.
Dr. Gale, when you hear about Washington, D.C., is this a cautionary tale of what will happen soon in other places, or is this a very specific outlier?
Well, in some ways it's both. I think, as Jose said, the epidemic and the factors driving the epidemic in D.C. Are perhaps a little bit unique, and it is a much more comprehensive epidemic, if you will, because it really does touch on all three of the major modes of transmission. On the other hand, there are other cities that have AIDS rates as high as D.C., particularly urban areas like New York, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, which have rates that are just behind Washington, D.C. So I think it does tell us that we've got to look a little bit closer at some of the urban areas that may have some of the same dynamics going on, because while D.C. may be, at one end of the spectrum, it isn't as if it is the only place where our neglect, lack of coordinated approach, lack of vigorated response has meant that there are other populations in this nation that are not too far behind.
Dr. Gale, is this a matter of public education, the pendulum sort of swinging away from awareness, or is it more a matter of urban areas do not have a public health infrastructure capable of tracking something as complex as this, and D.C. is sort of the first casualty?
Well, you know, again, I think it's both. You know, we know that education is a prerequisite, and keeping this on people's minds, making sure that the public is aware of the risk and recognize that, you know, each generation we have to do prevention. We can't say we educated and gave the tools for one generation, rates went down, let's pack our bags and go home. So part of it is the education and awareness, but it's much broader than that. It is having a comprehensive response that includes knowing your statistics and your data, like Jose mentioned, has been a problem with D.C. It's being able to have a surveillance system. You know, you can't fly a plane if you don't have directions. You know, you have to have some sort of a blueprint and baseline to let you know where you're starting from, and then make sure that you have a plan to get you where you want to go. And I think that's been the problem, is that we've not put the same sort of attention to our epidemic here at home over the last 2 years, and I think we've let our guard down. We don't have the data in many places. We don't have a plan, mm-hmm. and we don't have the tools to measure how well we're doing so that we can continue to make progress. We know that what the tools are. It's not surprising. We know a lot about what it takes to prevent the infection, treat people with infection, do a comprehensive response, but we aren't doing it.
Jose, I want to ask you, we use the phrase, what's the takeaway from this? And if you were to sum up what you think someone who may not be following HIV/AIDS closely should take away from listening to this conversation, what would it be?
Well, here in the district, here in D.C., what we're looking at is what the CDC calls a generalized modern epidemic. And what I mean by that is that, you know, in the past, we've always thought of AIDS as something that happens, like, over there, you know? It's gay people, or it's poor people, or it's this, or it's that. It's not something that we think would ever kind of affect us, right? Well, here in D.C., looking at these numbers, to me, the biggest headline was when we say that 7.2% of all residents ages 40 to 49 mm-hmm. in D.C., that's nearly 1 out of 10 of every D.C. resident aged 40 to 49 is infected with HIV.
All right,
40
Jose.
To 49 is Michelle and Barack Obama's demographic. So I think that's interesting. And so I think that's how we should think about this disease.
Well, Jose, really appreciate it. Jose Antonio Vargas is of The Washington Post, covering this for quite some time. And Dr. Helene Gale is president and CEO of CARE. Thank you both.